Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area, WBLQ in the Northeast, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, and Cable Radio Network across the country, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio, where you can find it online, always, including in the archives. And I'd like to say hello across the way to my better half in the studio, Benny. I always appreciate your job. You're quiet over there, but, you know, without you, they wouldn't be listening to us today.
No, I don't take all the credit, but maybe just a slight smidge of it.
More than a smidge.
Thank you. Big day for a lot of us tomorrow. We have college games in town, so I'm kind of reserving myself because I know it's going to be a madhouse tomorrow at CenturyLink with the Cougs play Stanford. And I'm a huge Cook fan. So.
Okay.
I mean, well, I went to school there and finished there. So.
And my son just started college at UW. So, you know, there's a little rivalry there.
Hey, it's all Washington schools. They're all going to get wins tomorrow. Let's hope for it. And so, yeah, all proud of them.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll conserve your voice. I won't make you talk too much.
Thank you.
You know, I have the opportunity to interview all sorts of people about all sorts of topics. And the topic today is something that is near and dear to my heart, pun intended. It's about our journey of the heart. My guest today is Rana Prince. She is the producer of this wonderful new documentary called Sacred Journey of the Heart, The Science and Spirit of Our Connection. And, you know, I do my homework for these interviews because I really do believe that it's in my best interest and best interest of my listeners to know exactly what the person is talking about. So I read the books, I watch the videos, and this video, oh my gosh, I was just in tears. It was such a beautiful video that I was totally engaged in the process, and I was so grateful to have the opportunity to watch it. And we're going to talk to Rana today about what inspired her to put this movie together and what this is about the heart and the connection and what our journey is. Now, Rana is an intuitive counselor. And she is the producer of Sacred Journey of the Heart, as I said before. And this documentary features Dr. Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden, and many others who share their perspective about what it is about the heart. You know, not only our physical heart, but that energy that we talk about as coming from the heart and how it relates to our own personal journeys. Now, Rana, I'd like to first thank you for joining me here today on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Christine. I'm honored.
And, you know, Rana, from my perspective, you know, from my own personal experience over the years, I really do believe that authenticity is the key to our feeling joy, feeling ease, manifesting whatever our hearts desire. And I really, truly appreciate that in this movie, where you could have taken this perspective of, okay, here's all the information, this is what the experts say, which is all wonderful and beautiful, you took it a step further. Can you please share with our listeners why you chose to make this movie and why you chose to share your own personal journey?
Well, I would say there's two levels of consciousness that I was operating at when I first started up the project to making a film, and it took me 3 years to do it. You'll understand why we talk about it. I really wanted to contribute what I thought was missing in the genre of spirituality and consciousness films, which is the energy of the heart. We were seeing some wonderful films come out about, you know, the law of attraction and the power of the mind and what we can do with, you know, our biology and understanding it. But as I was counseling and working with my clientele, I thought, well, you know, these things just aren't quite working when we're trying to think these thoughts and manifest the reality. And so we started, you know, with the intention we're going to take the trip to Glastonbury in the UK and Stonehenge and videotape what happens when people go through a powerful process, a really inward journey to their own hearts. And so that was my one level of thinking. Thinking
right.
is the key.
Yes.
And then what really happened was as we started coming back from that trip and looking at some of the footage, I looked at myself and I said, oh my gosh, here I am, you know, showing up in my own film as an expert talking about compassion and love and connection. Uh-huh. And I looked like I was scared to death. I definitely was not connected with my own heart. And so that meant I called in, you know, what's the next thing I need to do to really complete this film and to show up authentically? And what the answer that came to me was to share my story and my own personal journey and do quite a bit more deep soul searching and heart opening so that I could show up authentically, share really the truth of who I am instead of hide behind a nice, you know, title of an expert and really tell my own story truthfully in the film.
And it's a beautiful story, and we're going to get into that in a moment. But it reminds me of Brené Brown, her research, how she says that in order to have connection, you have to have vulnerability. And you've chosen to step into vulnerability in a big way. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about your journey, not only through your life, but what you were releasing as you went about making this movie?
Well, I definitely, you know, felt that I had something to contribute and share, and I wanted it to have it be about the experts, like you mentioned in the introduction, Greg Braden and all their research, and Joe Dispenza, and Mary Morrissey, who's a wonderful narrator of our film that shares some great stories and wisdom in there. But then I realized, to be authentic, I had to show my own story in there, because the journey to the heart is really about opening the heart to the places that we had shut down.
Right.
And what I had thought, I had done a lot of work on my past, my childhood of abuse. Mm-hmm. About 10 years, I experienced that. And so I went through all kinds of therapy, sort of like alphabet soup of processes that would go, you know, way out into metaphysics and soul retrievals. And I thought I was there.
And I'm laughing just not because it's an easy process, but because it's just amazing how many different approaches there are out there. And, you know, I've been through that as well. And sometimes it's just not enough.
Well, for me, the not enough was I really didn't deal with the core level of the feelings that went back to that childhood experience. And so when I saw myself looking so scared to death on camera, I said everybody had to stop the cameras from rolling. And I went, you know, and asked, you know, what is the next thing I really need to learn? And that's when a client, for the third time, someone offered me Colin Tipping's book, Radical Forgiveness. And I said, okay, you know, I saw it. Third time's a charm. I'm going to bother to open the book now.
Right.
So you
got the message at last. That same thing's happened to me. Sometimes the universe just hits us over the head with the fact that, you know, that's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. And I finally said, okay, I thought I knew everything about forgiveness. I thought I had forgiven the past. And then I started reading Colin's book, and it aligned with everything I was teaching. Uh-huh. Anyway, that, you know, these things happened for a reason, but he gave me a process that I learned through him and then became a certified coach of his process of how to go through these emotional things that were bottled up inside from beginning to middle to end. And that really was a breakthrough point for me that in the middle of the filming process.
Yes. And, you know, at one point during the film, we watch you play his board game and you're releasing all sorts of emotions. And I found myself, you know, reaching for the box of tissues because it was a very powerful experience. And I think it's so wonderful that you shared that depth, that core pain of something as you know, difficult as sexual, you know, abuse.
Right.
And you did it on film in a way that we could connect with and share. And, you know, it makes it safe for the rest of us to, you know, allow ourselves to face that pain.
Well, and what's so, I think, powerful in the film, too, is there are some moments of discomfort or, you know, feeling the pain that I was in, but I also then go very quickly to the reframe and the understanding of it, which is, I think, gives people a lot of hope. And that's only part two, a small part of a 7-chapter film. Uh-huh. And so it's not the story of the entire film, but I wasn't acting in there. I'm not an actress. I just
right.
was a person with a vision, just a regular person who wanted to make a film about this. And I was truthfully, you know, going through that process and also wanting to showcase that it can be, you know, this board game really takes you into this satori or awakening in a spiral process. And mm-hmm. it was not an easy decision, even after all the work I'd done, to include that scene because it is so powerful.
Right.
And as I've shown it in theaters, there's usually one or two or more people that get up and leave because it triggers something in them. And I just know that, you know, they're not quite ready, but, you know, a lot of them, I do have more people come up to me and say, thank you for including that in the film, because that gives them not just a sense of hope, but here's a step-by-step process, you know, that if I can do it, anybody can.
Yes. And you know, Rana, one of the things that bothers me about some of the people who are on their spiritual journey is they want to bypass dealing with
right.
those icky feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work?
Yeah, that it doesn't work at all. That's what I was doing. It worked as long as I was interested in teaching from the head and being mm-hmm. an example of a, you know, someone with a not wonderful intellect. But then behind the scenes, there were certain parts of my life that just weren't working, because what was really running the show were those unresolved feelings of deep resentment, and that was what, you know, was holding back some of the filming process. And, you know, some parts of my life were working really well, but trying to get a big mm-hmm. project like a film completed, and you have to have the cooperation of a lot of people, it just kept reflecting that inner resentment when people weren't doing what I thought they ought to be doing, and now, you know, they weren't doing what they were paid for. And so it doesn't work, because you can just tell what are the results in your life. You know, if it's not working very well, job loss and repeated relationship issues,
uh-huh.
that means there's emotional experiences that are repressed and, you know, denied. And we know that, because we can just see the results in our lives.
Right. Well, we're going to have to go on a quick break right now. But when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show, Rana, I'm going to have you tell us a little bit about what some of the experts in the film say about the power of the heart.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio, KKNW, CRN, and of course, WBLQ. So today I'm talking with Rana Prince. She's the producer of Sacred Journey of the Heart, The Science and Spirit of Our Connection, which is a wonderful documentary that talks about the power of the heart. Now, Rana, when we talk about the power of the heart, what does that actually mean?
Well, I think of this on three levels, that we have, of course, the physiological heart, which is a very powerful organ in and of itself, and it's much more than a circulatory system organ. It's been classified as part of the endocrine system because it secretes hormones on its own, and it also has a heart brain, a part of the neurological system, and so there's lots of things. People don't even know how powerful.
I had no idea it produced hormones until I watched your documentary, and it's like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it really does. And then we come to find out the physiological heart, and Dr. Roland McCrady of the Institute of Heart Math, their lead research scientist, says in the film that 80 to 90% of the nerves that go from the heart to the brain, up these vagus nerves, send signals from the heart to the brain. He says it's not even a close call.
So there's more signals going from the heart to the brain than vice versa, from the brain to the heart.
Exactly.
And we think the brain's in control, don't we? You know, that's the bill of goods we've been sold. The brain's, the one that's leading the show.
Well, in terms of just, these two, the vagus nerve that connect the two, at least, has got, a large majority, and they can tell, where does the signal start, going heart to brain, he says. And when in screening the film, and audiences, people invariably turn and whisper to each other, I didn't know that. We just have been taught about and with brain is very powerful. Like Rollins says, we want to have our brain to work well for us. So there's that physiological level of the heart. Then we have the emotional heart. This is where most people get stuck, is in the unexpressed, the repressed feelings.
Sure.
You feel that pain in your heart. So most people really emotionally will shut down after some disappointments. And then there's the energetic heart. So I always, talk clearly about the all three levels, and where to get to the energetic is the intuitional heart, where you can really follow your heart and go with your heart. You have to go through some unpacking of that the emotional hurts and pains that are really stored in the heart, in the heart area. And it's those are the three levels we talk about. And then we talk about a lot more facts about how powerful the human heart field is, 5,000 times more powerful than what can be measured from the brain.
And when you refer to the heart field, we're talking about the space that exists beyond the edges of the physical body, correct?
It's what can be measured. So you can't, if you use it, they even use magnetometers and try to measure the signal of the brain. It doesn't go too much further than a basketball. You have a basketball on your head. Right. A magnetometer can measure the actual vibrational signal from the heart 6 to 10 feet away.
Wow.
So just in terms of the measurement capacity. And now what they know, too, is the heartbeat minute to minute is sending encoded signals of emotion out into the field. So people all around you, whether they want to admit it or not, are experiencing whatever emotional field that's being broadcast from your heart out into, the space around you. And it's not, as Joe Dispenza says, it's not metaphysical. This is a physical reality. These things can be measured and, seen. An incoherent heart signal actually looks like a seismograph of an earthquake. Mm-hmm. Whereas a coherent heart signal is based on gratitude and appreciation. It's a nice, smooth, sine wave-looking pattern.
So in terms of the incoherent heart waves, what causes that?
It's the emotions they find of frustration, anger, anxiety, the emotions that we think of as being problematic, which, you know, I've also present in the film that an emotion itself is not problematic, but it definitely causes a signal of, you know, sort of jaggedy lines up and down that can be measured on the Institute of Heart Math technology called the M-Wave 2 or inner balance. I mean, I have one both for my smartphone and my computer. And so those are just the stress signals that, you know, are so wearing and tearing on our body really can be measured by these devices. And when you're in a state of calm, appreciation, gratitude, and peace, it's the signals coming from your heart are these smooth waves that really reflect, you know, positive energy going out into the environment.
So, Rana, what happens if somebody is feeling the anger or whatever? Does that mean that they should automatically try to shift into gratitude, or is that emotion something that, you know, despite the fact that it creates this incoherence, something that needs to be experienced and released?
Well, it's just an interesting question because I have a sort of two-part process to this because I've learned from Colin Tipping in doing the radical forgiveness work that it's very important, you know, to allow yourself to feel those things, to feel the anger and to process through it and then just have a shift of perception. But I also know when that anger is really up and flaring, I know the signal coming from my heart is not one of that nice, smooth waves.
Sure.
So I kind of combine it. So I do the work if something's happened. I do the radical forgiveness five-step process. It's not very long or complicated. And then I make sure I go back into the space of gratitude and bring my autonomic nervous system back into balance so that, you know, I'm not putting that stress hormone constantly into my body, which is cortisol. So I found one of the most empowering things to realize that I could control what hormone my body was pumping out. It was going to be cortisol and stress, or am I going to go, you know, use this powerful tool of heart math and start to produce DHEA, which is known to be the vitality in the youth hormone.
Right.
And that's what I see, you know, as a representative, the reason why you see the first 2 minutes of the movie, why I literally look so different. And I put that, you know, in after the film was done to show people this is what it looks like. Because they say, well, what's the benefit of doing this? Well, just look at the first 2 minutes of the film.
Yeah,
and you'll
it's
see
amazing
the difference between me.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, you know, you talked about how you were scared to death on some level. It's impossible to be in the place of fear and love simultaneously.
Yeah, you really can't. And doubt, you know, about who my authentic, you know, am I showing up looking, how do I look?
Right.
And whether I could talk about it versus, you know, here I am, just natural and flowing and confident.
So one of the things I've been thinking about lately is when we're in the midst of turmoil and experiencing some of those, you know, upheaval emotions, you know, or things coming up from that have been repressed or whatever, isn't it possible to get into a state of gratitude simultaneously and see the perfection in it?
Well, that's the genius of Colin Tipping's radical forgiveness, because even in the midst of turmoil, he has a little quick process he calls the emergency process, where we're in the middle of something, and I have two teenagers at home right now, so this comes in handy. You know, sometimes they say, look what I've created, and when I'm ready, I can be at peace. But just for this moment, I'm just going to, you know.
I get that. I've got two teenagers at home as well.
Yeah, so sometimes he says you got to grit your teeth while you're saying it, but you really can, you know, make a choice in that moment, because he says, in this moment, I'm going to shift into this a feeling of knowing there's a purpose going on here, and then, then take the time when you have the space to do the process to really release the emotions.
So you talked about the physiological and the emotional. Can you talk a little bit more about the energetics of the heart and why it's important to take this sacred journey of the heart to open that up for the connection and, you know, the shifting of our lives?
Well, I was really fascinated when I went to film the scientists at the Institute of Heart Math to find out the things that I intuitively knew about the heart, that the heart is where the action is, like Greg Braden said, that they had done all this research and decades of research that shows that when our heart and our brains are in alignment, it's that smooth sine wave that can be measured from the body, we're making better decisions. You know, we're not finding ourselves in situations, smacking ourselves on the forehead going, why did I do that? Because when you get these two powerful organs in the body aligned, again, physiologically, statistically that can be shown and demonstrated, we make better decisions. And so the languaging around that, like go with your heart, mm-hmm. becomes much more powerful. Then if you're making decisions that are more empowering and align you up with, you know, what you're here to do versus, you know, if you're just kind of entangled in that the repressed and unexpressed feeling, emotional heart, if you follow your heart, you could get into all kinds of trouble. You know, mm-hmm. it's like I call the hormonal urges of the heart sometimes, you know, so it's
right.
when you get through some of those, you know, the emotional unpacking, like Mary Morrissey says in the film, she says the Anais Nin line that says it's, you know, we come to the point where the pain of staying wrapped up in the butt is much more, you know, intense than just unpacking a bit and mm-hmm. letting it out.
Right.
To the joy that's just beyond it. And so, you know, we find that when we get to that energetic heart where we can listen to the whisperings of the heart really knows what's best for us, or mine, as I've come to find out. And I've had that confirmed by scientists like Dr. Bruce Lipton, who was on my international online telesummit a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, he says the mind is going to trip us up all the time. So it's like mastering this power and the messages from our heart is where, you know, why all these wonderful experts in my film have said the heart is where the action is, and this is the new frontier of human evolution, the scientists say.
Right.
Like, wow, I'd love to hear that from all of those experts in my film.
Yeah, it is amazing. So, you know, you were talking about following the heart, and yet there's the wisdom of the heart that's connected with our, what I think of as our authentic self, you know, that part of us that's connected to our life force. And then there's the, as you referred to it, the hormonal, the one that's,
right.
that's got all the brokenness that's just begging to be healed. Mm-hmm. How do you decipher between the two?
Well, the one that has like all the pain in it, you know, that we thought we could stuff inside and get along that way, it's confusion. You know,
mm-hmm.
people are not confused. They're like, I don't know what to do. Should it be, you know, this person or that person or this
mm-hmm.
job or that job?
Right.
When you really get clear and you master working with the intuitive heart, there's very little confusion. It's
yes.
just a clear signal. There's a clear answer because you are in that space of connection between heart and mind and your soul, if you will. And it's just that still small voice. If you can't get to it, is what's been my experience, other than at fleeting times, unless I, you know, you do some of the emotional work that I present is so important in the film of radical forgiveness or some other technique that gets into the subconscious blocks and repressions and projections that run a lot of people's lives.
So, in other words, it's like removing the blockages so that the mm-hmm. the clarity of the flow comes through.
Right. You know, so you can really hear and feel, you know, and intuitively know this is the right thing for me to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's a practice and it does take practice. And you know, I still today, and sometimes I make rush decisions and go, oh my gosh, okay, I forgot to listen to my heart. And
sure.
I'm getting better at it, you know, all the time, get better at doing that. And
it is a journey, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is. And that's why I called it, you know, Sacred Journey of the Heart, which,
uh-huh.
I'm a big into numerology, by the way, and that the numerology, the title of the film is 111.
Ooh.
I saw you had a little show on or an event around that, but
yes.
I did that very specifically to create a certain vibrational resonance around the film itself.
Yeah, well, you know, I do energy work, and through a strange series of events, basically, this new process came through, and it came through on January 11th. 2011.
Right.
So 111, and so that's how it got its name. So that's my connection with 111. And 111 numerologically is like a gateway and opening, and it's a
yeah.
very powerful number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And when I came up the title, I wanted to specifically to have that because I know I was creating a vibrational attraction field to invite people that had no idea who I was, like
uh-huh.
Dirk Brighton and Joe Dispenza, and they all kind of said, sure. Okay. Sounds
right.
good.
Oh, yeah.
I
oh,
think
yeah.
that was some part of it.
And you have some
yeah.
amazing experts who are interviewed throughout this film with mm-hmm. such incredible insights. And, you know, it's a film not to be missed. Again, it's called Sacred Journey of the Heart, the Science and Spirit of Our Connection. And we need to go to another quick break. But when we return, we're going to talk more with the filmmaker, Rana Prince, on The Christine Upchurch Show. If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest,
at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Rana Prince, who is the producer of this wonderful video called Sacred Journey of the Heart, the Science and Spirit of Our Connection. Now, Rana, I know that you're in the airport right now heading to Denver. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Well, I'm in the Chicago O'Hare Airport, ready to take off in about a half hour or so for Denver. We're doing a screening at Mile High Church, which is a very large Science of Mind church out in Denver. So Cynthia James is one of the speakers, a guest on my film, and she's also one of the ministers there. So she and I will be doing a special Q&A after the film and, you know, talking all about the film and how, you know, how transformational it is. And then I'm on the Sunday, the day after that, I'm doing a radical forgiveness and healing circle event at Full Moon Books in Lakewood also, so people can find out about both of those events on my website if they happen to be in the Denver area this weekend.
What's your website, Rana?
It's sacredjourneyoftheheart.com.
Wonderful.
Like the movie title.
And, you know, I hadn't heard Cynthia James before I watched her in this video, and I'm so impressed with her. She's just so insightful and, you know, with a little bit of feistiness, which I always appreciate. And, she basically says it how it is.
Yeah, and that's how she is. And we have that background of coming from abusive upbringing together. And she just is such a powerful teacher and leader of healing what she does, healing the fragmented heart. So she's a great lady to get to know.
And, you know, I know that you talked about sometimes pushing buttons with people about relating to abusive backgrounds and healing that. I, too, had experiences with sexual abuse when I was little. And I think I'm actually finally coming out of the closet at this moment on the radio. I don't think people on my show have heard that before. But it's, you know, it's actually very possible to get to a place where you see the perfection in it. It's like, oh, yeah, this is why on some level I chose this. Not that anybody deserves it, mind you, but it has its purpose in terms of our healing, in terms of our understanding of who we truly are and helping us step in more into our power.
Yeah, it was really important that I, you know, get into that, you know, that perspective, that reframe of what happened to me as a child. I mean, it's easy, you know, when I'm out, you know, doing a film and showing a film and showing a different way of healing, it's easy to say, oh, well, for Rana, it's because she had that, chose that experience so she could share a big message with the world. But I say for anybody that goes through that, there's meaning in something that you can see a perspective shift. And for me, I shared it in the film. I learned through this process that no one can really ever take my power away.
Right.
Because that's what, you feel so helpless as a child that you learn that really, it didn't happen. You have your power now. You can speak up. You can choose how you want to be.
Right. And that wound is an invitation to step further into your power and to claim your birthright of being the powerful, you know, being that we are and we should be within the context of this physicality as well.
And, you know, deciding and choosing I'm no longer going to be a victim is such a powerful, you know, movement towards being in the heart, because you can't, you know, work your way, think your way into that. You have to really feel a sense of empowerment and purpose and, you know, allow yourself to be happy that the world is now a safe place and all those things that we have an opportunity to look at when we have that as a part of our background.
Yes. Well, you know, in your film, Rana, you've got some of the well-known teachers such as Dr. Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden, but you've also got some teachers I had never seen before, including some Indigenous teachers. Why did you make a point of including them?
Well, as we were learning in the process of filming how connected we really are, like if we were sitting in the same room, my heartbeat could be found in your brain waves and and vice versa. So it's like we really are really truly connected. And then our director, Skip Thomas, who also shows up in the film because he went through his own heart-based process he had footage from an event in Sedona that he filmed called The Return of the Ancestors. And he said, look, a lot of these guys, a lot of these wisdom teachers, Grandmother Margarita from Mexico, and the man goes by, his name is Uncle, because we can't pronounce it, he's a Greenland Eskimo elder. They had been saying the same thing, David Swallow, the headman of Lakotas. And so he suggested that we put that important message that, of course, they've known this for millennia, that we're connected. And just because the scientists can prove it now doesn't mean it wasn't true all along. So we thought that really added a lot of depth and quality to the film to include, you know, it's not about a certain religion at all. It's about the connectedness of spirituality. So it led a lot of, you know, depth and breadth to our message overall.
Right. So in this film, it's not just about the theory, and it's not just about your journey and, you know, other people's journeys. You also offer some tools and tips for taking this journey and making it a sacred one. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is a unique part also about my film, because we don't just have a lot of talking heads or little vignettes of stories. We devote the whole entire seventh last chapter to the tools and teachings of the heart, because we wanted people to come away with a sense not of just information about, but action steps. Here's what I can do if I want to go on this journey. You know, I can learn heart-based meditation that a meditation teacher, Sarah McLean, talks about in the film. Mm-hmm. Or you can follow some of the processes that Colin Kipping and I demonstrate of the forgiveness work. And so we had, you know, we really wanted people to come away with, here's some things that I can do right now. And that's very important, because I didn't want the film to be just a lot of information and people had to go out and search a whole lot of, you know, what's next. It's all available. And like one of our speakers says, Rocco Arrico, no one size fits all. So we presented a number of things that people can do, including a technique that I developed called the 360-degree review, where we're going in seven concentric layers from our own heart out, all the way out, looking at what bothers us, the things that we sort of get riled up about. How does that reflect back, you know, into our own heart just for a moment? So there's a lot of interesting things, intriguing things that will allow people to decide, you know, what steps they want to take next as this grabs their heart and they want to start exploring the heart-based journey.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think the signs and symptoms of somebody who's ready to take that heart journey are?
Well, I see it in a few ways in my own practice as a coach and a counselor, intuitive counselor. Mm-hmm. When people come and they say, you know, I'm stuck. It's just not working. Everything that I've done before, none of it's working. You know, I can't think my way through this problem anymore.
Uh-huh.
I got it, so there's something else. And they sort of instinctively know there's something that they're missing. And I think the missing piece for a lot of people is the, you know, going into the emotional work and becoming free from some of those repressed patterns and then learning to use and harness the power of their heart. So being stuck is one thing. And another is someone who says, you know, there's this pattern that's repeating in my life. You know, mm-hmm. I keep showing up as... I try really hard to, you know, get to stay with a job or with a relationship, and it just repeats over and over and over again.
Right.
Well, there's something going on in the emotional world that's drawing that pattern towards oneself again and again. So I think it really looks like a person is in somewhat a little bit of a distress, because this is usually not something that people seek out and want to do. If they can get by mm-hmm. with their intellect, most were trained in this society to do that. And
sure.
so once it doesn't work anymore, people show up and say, I'm ready to do whatever it is. It happens to be the heart work.
So what are the benefits of taking this sacred journey?
Well, personally, you know, you could just, again, if you see the first 2 minutes of the film or the YouTube, which is Rana Prince before and after, for me it was, you know, I did some of the difficult work, but now I work the full range of emotion. I was really operating with a very narrow band of, you know, what was acceptable. I couldn't get too uh-huh. excited. I couldn't get too upset. And so now it's like, you know, whatever these emotions are, that's not mean that I'm blobbing them out all over. It's really what I call emotional mastery, but I accept the full range of human emotion. My relationships with people are much more authentic and connected, mm-hmm. and some of the repeating patterns that I was experiencing, you know, and creating a big project and having to work with a team. So I am now happy to say I have a fantastic team of people I work with, from my publicist to my assistants, and it just everything is working so much better because I've cleaned up my own inner world, so that the outer world is reflecting, you know, a lot of just intimate and deep connection and fun. I wasn't having a whole lot of fun before. You could kind of see that on the first, some of the cuts we showed in the uh-huh. first 2 minutes. And now we're just having a lot of fun and enjoying it and loving all of it.
Yeah, and life's supposed to be fun, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's
yeah.
meant to be fun. And it sure is good to feel that way after decades of trying to figure it all out.
Sure. And keeping a safe distance, which doesn't keep us
yeah.
safe at all, does it?
That's right. Nope. It just kind of puts it off to, you know, like we say in one of our trailers, the wake-up call. Does it happen to you, or do you choose it and
right.
choose to wake up and do this work?
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a wonderful
yeah.
film, and it's been wonderful having this conversation with you today, Rana. And I know you've got to go catch a plane so you can do your important work in the Denver area. Can you share
right.
with us again what your website is, please?
It's sacredjourneyoftheheart.com, and there's all kinds of things. You can buy the DVD. You can stream the film online for the first time in the last few weeks. We put it online streaming, and there's a webinar that we just finished completing that you can listen to 20 teachers really delve into this topic for an hour each. So there's a lot going on our website, so just check it out.
Yeah, and I've also got links from my website, stellarreflections.com, to Rana Prince's wonderful work. Thanks so much for joining us here today, Rana.
Thank you for having me, Christine. It's
okay.
been fun.
Okay, great. Thank you. And when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show, I'm going to go where I've never gone before. We've got a few minutes of radio blog. You'll hear what keeps me up at night thinking about what I'm think about and what I write about.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I really wish you could see Benny dancing to that music.
Woo!
Oh, I really need to get a video
Christine.
Of that. You know, yes, Star Wars is wonderful, and yes, expansion into the beyond. It's very inspiring.
Yeah, talk your way out of that song. That's basically what I was looking for.
Well, you said to trip me up a bit.
Hey, well, on leading to the break, you're like going where no one has gone before, and yet we haven't in some realms, and that's the spirit and space realm.
Oh,
and so
yes.
I kind of figured Star Wars, and it was a 70s theatrical kind of spin mix.
Oh, yes, and so, I was around in the 70s. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, I was,
I
too.
I don't know if you were.
Yeah,
you
was.
Look awfully young to
77
me.
77 is when I was born, so the later half of the 70s.
Okay, I'm not saying when I was born.
A day over 25.
Anyway, you know, it's funny because as luck would have it, you know, Rana couldn't be here for the full hour. And so I was deciding what to do with this last segment. And I realized, you know, I will often find myself up late at night pondering certain things and writing about them that I ultimately teach about. And when I begin to share them with people, sometimes they're like, oh, wow, people really need to hear about this. So I just wanted to chat a little bit today with you about how to move into that next step of life so that you feel really fulfilled, how to manifest what it is you truly want to manifest. And it all begins, from my perspective, with not only becoming aware of the perfection of where you're at right now, but also embracing it. Now, this may seem a little paradoxical. In order to get to someplace else, you have to embrace where you're at currently. But I found it to be very, very true. You know, as scientists have shown in the realms of things like photons, electrons, that there's this duality. There's particle form and wave form. And in terms of our reality, who we are in this moment, in this physicality, in terms of the circumstances of our life, that's the particle form. But we also want to create the next version of our particle form, of our future. And to do that, we have to catch the wave, the right wave that's going that direction. Now, one of the things I've learned over the course of my lifetime is that resisting where we're at actually keeps us stuck. Now, you know, I know that you're probably listening to me saying, okay, I've got health issues. How can you say I need to not only become aware of its perfection, but also embrace it? Or you want to pay lip service to it. Okay, yes, yes, I appreciate this, and yet I want to transcend it. I'm telling you that in order to create the least resistance for moving into that next realm of the heart-inspired manifestation of your life, you need to embrace where you're at right now. And it all has to do with attachment, because attachment gets in the way of moving us into that flow of our divine right of creating what it is we want to create. When we have resistance to where we're at, or if we have great attachment to where we're at, like, I really want to hang on to this relationship because it's really good in these ways, or I really don't want this illness because it feels lousy to have it, that creates the energy of being stuck. So it's really a matter of seeing the perfection in the moment and trusting in the divine wisdom of it all, including maybe on a physical level, on a soul level, on a consciousness level, that you have created this for a reason. Now, I know that some of you are kind of resisting this, or maybe you pay lip service to it, but you really feel like, well, if I'm responsible for creating this, then therefore I'm at fault somehow. I've done something wrong. And I say, no, that's absolutely not the case. We're all here to learn, and we're also here to teach. We're here to teach through example. We're here to teach, some of us, by getting up in front of others and teaching. And we're also here to teach vibrationally, because as you heal within your own life, as you shift to become the powerful creator you're meant to be, it vibrationally affects others and helps them to move into their lives in new ways. So when you're going to embrace that moment of where you're at, be it relationship difficulties, physical problems, whatever it is, career frustrations, you know, struggles of one sort or another, can you begin to view it as being perfect in some way? Why might, if you were writing a movie script for yourself, you have chosen this? What is it that you want to learn from this? Not to transcend it, but in this moment, to be okay with it. And how do you want to move forward? Because as you embrace that particle form, so to speak, of where you're at in this moment, it allows you to create ease, a vibrational, energetic ease of not only opening to the inspiration and the clarity of where you want to go in your life, but catching that wave moving you towards that reality. So I encourage you to embrace what is. And that doesn't mean that you deserve it on some level. It doesn't mean that, you know, you don't want to move to the next level. But it means that you're okay with what's been created here, and you understand on a deep level that there's some divinity within it. And that will allow you to open up to that flow. Because from an energetic perspective, I believe that when we are staying stuck, when we are having issues that aren't resolving, be they physical or emotional, we have like an energetic glob, so to speak, that is preventing that light of the divine light, so to speak, of moving through us so that we can become what we're meant to be. So when we have resistance to what is, it keeps those globs stuck within us. And when we're welcoming that stuck energy, so to speak, and learning from it and creating ease around it, then that automatically creates ease of what it is we want to create and what it is we want to step into. Now, you know, you might say, okay, Chris, you know, it's easy for you to sit here and say these things. But I have to tell you, you know, I faced cancer once upon a time, and I see the perfection in it. I had a hard time seeing the perfection in the moment, but it did not shift for me until I let go of my resistance to it. I've also got a lot of upheaval in my life. And the reason I started thinking about this week is because I've got relationship upheaval. I'm shifting my life in a lot of ways, including moving to a new house. I'm renovating a house. You know, over the past couple of years, I've lost both my parents. I've shifted my career in various ways. And I see the perfection in the uncomfortableness, the pain, the absurdity of how difficult it can be to be human. And I believe that the key to moving through these things quickly is to not try to move through them quickly, not try to circumvent them, not try to transcend them, but to embrace them in that moment. And know that life is meant to be a deep, rich, and inspiring journey. And if it's not in this moment, then you're not moving into it. So see if you can reflect on what is in your life that you've been resisting, and see if you can create some ease around it and see the perfection in it and embrace what is. And then from that place of ease and breath and relaxation, see what you're inspired to create in your life so that you can move forward in new ways. And focus with clarity on what it is you want to create, and then let go, because that surrender is what's going to allow that wave moving you from the particle form of who you are in this moment to the particle form of who you want to be and where you want to be at in your life, that will allow you to move with ease. So thank you for joining me here today. I'm looking forward to connecting you with in new ways. You can find me on the internet in a variety of ways. You can find my center, stellarreflections.com, where we offer some wonderful trainings and sessions. You can also find us on Facebook, Stellar Reflections Facebook page. You can find me personally on Facebook as well. And of course, there's a Christine Upchurch Show on Facebook. And I love to hear from the listeners, so please, it's really important to me. I know that there are lots of people out there. I've seen the numbers, but I really do appreciate it when you connect with me and say, hey, I listened to your show, and this is what I thought. Or, you know, I really like this person. I don't know if you've heard of them before. I'd love to hear you interview them. Let me know what you think, and I'm here for you. And I'm so glad you joined me here today. Have a great week, and I hope to connect with you again soon.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.